Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition, but first.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
On this Monday, I am hoping this week will feature a presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, of course. It's supposed to be at Belmont University in Tennessee on Thursday evening. It should happen for the good of the country. I don't know if it will, because the Biden people really don't want another debate. They feel they've got this election locked down. They feel that another debate can only hurt them. So old Joe is pretty much doing what his campaign people tell him to do, and anything could happen. Now, I think that Mr. Biden will show up, because if he doesn't, that really sends a signal to the American people, and there are enough undecided voters, or persuadables, as I call them, that might turn against Mr. Biden. It'd be a risky move if he doesn't show up on Thursday night, but it's not a lock that he will. Now, Donald Trump has got to avoid being Donald Trump. He can't be bombastic. He can't interrupt. He can't do that. He got hammered in the first debate, not on policy, but on demeanor. So Mr. Trump, after his COVID experience, has got to be a little bit more humble if he wants to gain, especially among women. I don't know whether the president's capable of doing that. We all know who he is. We all know what he does. But he's got to bring it down if the debate takes place on Thursday. Now this.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.